This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Coronavirus in Chicago took a new turn this weekend as the city announced two additional cases. One involves a school employee who had been traveling. In the other case, it's not known how the victim contracted that virus. WBEZ's Sarah Karp has been reporting on all of this. She's here to share the latest. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
All right. So first off, there was an announcement yesterday afternoon about a seventh new case. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So it's a 60-year-old man, and he's in serious condition, and we really don't know all that much more than that. This man had not traveled and had not been in contact with someone who had been diagnosed with the virus. And this is important because all the other cases in Chicago and Illinois, the people had traveled or they were spouses of somebody who had traveled, and so we sort of knew how they contracted the disease. Allison Arawati is Chicago's public health commissioner. She says this is likely a case of what's called community transmission.
It does not mean that widespread transmission of COVID-19 is occurring here.
So community transmission simply means person-to-person contact, and it's unknown how the person got it, maybe just being out and about in the community.
Now, the announcement yesterday came after we learned late on Friday that somebody who worked in a Chicago public high school also tested positive for COVID-19. Now, tell us about the school there and what is the school district doing?
So this high school is called Vaughn Occupational High School. It's a small school of just about 212 students with disabilities in Portage Park on the northwest side. This is a teacher's aide who had been on a cruise ship, so she had been traveling. She came back, and then she was working at Vaughn for about a week and a half before she wound up learning that she actually had contracted the virus. And so Vaughn is going to be closed until March 18th. Students and staff at that school were immediately told that they should stay home and that the health department would start monitoring them.
What about the families of those students?
So this is kind of confusing, because at first it sounded like CPS wanted the families to stay home. But then on Saturday, the school district put out some more information saying that parents and siblings should go to work and go to school. That advice doesn't make a whole lot of sense to some parents. I talked to one mother named Catherine Henchick. Her son is a senior at the school, and this is what she had to say.
Let's say if my son does have it and he doesn't show symptoms, stay until the end of the week, I will have been exposed. Now, if I'm out in the community going to my job, or if he had younger siblings that were going to their schools, they could be spreading it.
So she herself is going to stay in. But I did have a chance to ask health officials about this advice, and they say that the reason why they gave it is because they're, right now the thinking is that the virus is spread through close person-to-person contact and that people who aren't directly exposed don't need to stay in.
So right now the concern is just for Vaughn High School?
No. So the thing is that we found out this weekend that there was a training of people who work with kids with special needs. And this training happened at Vaughn. So these were people from all over the north side, north and west side, and northwest side high schools that came to Vaughn for this training. And so they could have been exposed, and they're also being told that they should stay home until March 18th, or if they get symptoms, they should get tested.
But none of those case managers or other people connected to Vaughn have tested positive?
That's right, though testing happened yesterday, and I'm sure will continue today. The health department says that they'll be paying close attention if people develop symptoms, and they'll be right there to make sure that they get tested and that the word gets out. And we'll be following this also.
WBEZ Education reporter Sarah Karp. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.